Senators serve for 4 years. The terms are staggered, with half up for re-election every 2 years except in redistricting years. Then, all 40 seats are on the ballot, with even number seats getting a 2-year term. A mathematical quirk can give an incumbent more than 8 years in office allowed by term limits. The Supreme Court threw out the first redistricting plan because seat numbers were assigned in a way that gave every incumbent extra time in office. Senators have intensely debated how to fix the problem. They came up with a lottery-like drawing with green and white balls to randomly assign numbers.
District 22 is green.
Valrico Senator Rhonda Storms went biblical when she objected. She called it the casting of lots. Storms tried to halt the procedure by requesting an attorney general's opinion on whether the committee was violating gambling laws. The committee chair, Niceville's Don Gates, thanked her for raising the point and allowed the drawing to continue. Storm says the lottery-like drawing was offensive and lacked the appropriate decorum.
Decision could be made without casting lots. I think that's a failure on the part of this government, on the part of this body. And I think many people, whether or not they believe that this is casting lots, many people will look at this and say that they agree with Senator Simmons that it falls below the decorum, the appropriate decorum of this body. And it falls below our competence level.
Gates is leading senators through the political minefield, drawing district seats for which many of the same senators will compete to represent. The work product must be reviewed by the state Supreme Court and the federal government. When the court threw out the original numbering system, Gates went in search of a random method to assign district numbers.
Well, that's why I asked Senator Storms if she had an alternative proposal. That's why we've asked not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but at least a dozen times for alternative proposals. We haven't heard any.
Gates will include the numbering system in an amendment when the Senate debates the committee's redistricting proposal Thursday. Lawmakers have until March 28th to reach an agreement on a Senate map. For WFSU-FM, I'm James Call.